So what is it like day gaming in a second tier city in Latin America? Or you can also call this podcast episode the Cordoba Day Game Guide. I've been coaching day game full time for more than half a decade now. And whenever it gets colder in Europe, I just go to Latin America. And the first place we went to with a bunch of other day gamers, my day game friends, was Playa del Carmen in Mexico. But I quickly realized that most of the hot girls I approached there were from Argentina. So I thought, well, next year I should go to Argentina. I went to Buenos Aires in Argentina. And well, after spending a few months there, I realized, well, the girls I saw in Playa del Carmen, they were not from Buenos Aires. They were definitely from somewhere else, because I didn't see girls of that quality, or at least not many girls like that in Buenos Aires. So I decided to check out Cordoba, and well, this was my second time in Cordoba. I have quite a few things to say if you're thinking about going there, you want to hear how day game is in a place like that out of curiosity. Just so you know, there's absolutely no value in the video part of this podcast. Just some people love looking at my face for whatever reason. That's the only reason I'm doing this in front of a camera. You can just as well listen to this on background or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. So, and we will talk in this podcast episode about, I have a shitload of notes, so I'm just going to be reading them. We're going to be talking about how open are girls to day game in Cordoba. We're going to talk about the hotness of girls there, the volume, so how many girls you can meet there, English level, and age gap. I also published one of my infield recordings from Cordoba in my online coaching program and community. Not only published it, but also broke it down, explaining what I do there, what's happening and everything else. If you want to check out that, then there's a link in the description where you will find out everything about the coaching program and the community, so you can watch that video and understand everything there. Now, before we get into the topic, a few kind of things about coaching spots and stuff like that. I'll be in Europe for a month around Christmas, but the only coaching spot I had left for this year in Europe has already been booked. I'm going to Lisbon, Portugal with a student, but I do have one more coaching spot in early January anywhere in Europe before I head off to Thailand, Japan, and a few other places in Asia. If you want to find out more about coaching, again, there's a link in the description where you can find all the information. And lastly, I've interacted with really countless day gamers in person and online over all these years of day gaming. And my estimate really is that only one out of 50 to 100 men who try learning to chat up with women in everyday situations actually get any decent with it. That's because they're learning the right way. But the reality is that day game is actually fairly easy to learn if you're doing it the right way. That's why I created a new series of content to get you started the right way and give you a proper chance to actually learn to meet girls in everyday situations. It will be available for everyone on my mailing list. If you are already there, you have already received part one. If you are not, then simply head over to my website, strobert.blog. It is strobert.blog. Join the mailing list and you will receive part one instantly. Plus, slowly over time, you'll get a bunch of other content, because 80% of the content I create is not available publicly on YouTube, podcasts, etc. And now, let's talk about Cordoba. I spent around a month there. I didn't day game that much there, but I did day game a lot to get a few lays and have a decent understanding about what's what. Let's start with number one, how open are they to day game? And I would say it's pretty much the same as Buenos Aires and former Soviet Union. You know, there are some places where you just stop girls and everyone is stopping and everyone is so receptive and it's so great. And then again, there are places like where you get so many blowouts, like maybe New York City, maybe Belgrade in Serbia. Cordoba is kind of in between both of these kind of situations. You do get quite a few girls who are fairly receptive if you stop them well, if you don't scare them, if you do the right things. And then a lot of them are simply not interested. They will politely reject you and just move on, and that's okay. And then after the stop, I'd say if you're doing the right things, if you know what's what, if you know how to get good topics to talk about by stacking, and then you're pretty good at raising their attraction levels by teasing and storytelling. They're fairly open. They're really, really cool. And that's kind of fine. So if they react good to your sets, if the conversation was good, the numbers are fairly easy to get. I had very, very few sets where I had a good interaction and it didn't end with a number close. Just as in Buenos Aires, they're very, very flaky. Most numbers will go nowhere, and that's kind of fine. If they're receptive, and if they're receptive over text, try to set up a date fast. There's no need for long texting in Latin America. This isn't Europe. This isn't kind of many other places in the world. Like, things are pretty fast. You get the number, she's responsive, send a few pings, maybe one ping the next day, boom, date request, and that's fine. Just make sure you don't fuck up your texting by sending boring texts, and know what to do if they're not committing to dates, because sometimes they will be responsive over text and then you date request, but you know, they're not responsive to that, and you can really fuck up everything at that moment if you do the right things. You will find all the information about how to really fix your texting on daygamecourses.com in the free texting guide. Dates are fairly straightforward. I would say if you go on a date with them, then they are very likely to come home with you. But that's, again, if you know what you're doing. I've heard other guys struggle a little bit in Argentina, but that wasn't my case. So I'd say if you're doing okay on dates in Europe or USA, then you should be doing okay in Argentina. But if you're only doing okay on dates in places like Colombia, then, well, you might want to improve your game a little bit, because Colombia is obviously a different animal. It's in general, dates are way easier in Colombia and other parts of the world. Again, if you want to make sure that you're not really fucking up your dates, then just as with the texting, I have a free dating guide on datingcourses.com. Just check that out. And next, let's talk about hotness of girls in Cordoba, because after all, that's why men go to some places in Latin America, especially Argentina, and that's why a bunch of men end up in Cordoba. I will just kind of straightforward say that hotness is definitely better than Buenos Aires, but they are not as well dressed, obviously, because Cordoba is much poorer city. People don't have as much money there. You will quickly realize that when you start talking to the locals, when you start talking to the girls there. And when, after sleeping with them, maybe if you bring up the topic of work and how much people are making there, then you will quickly you quickly see why people aren't as well dressed in Cordoba, but that's fine. You will find very nice looking girls just without all the fashionable outfits and the Instagram vibes. Next, let's talk about volume. So how many hot girls are there on the streets of Cordoba? And again, I have to say the volume is better than Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires during late spring and summer gets pretty empty. Cordoba was definitely better if you find the right location. So you will have to find the best streets for day game. The places where you want to stay, where you want to get an apartment, are Güemes and Nueva Cordoba. If you explore, there's no need to put these names on a street or in description. If you look for neighborhoods in Cordoba, you'll quickly find those names, Güemes and Nueva Cordoba. Also, volume is very weather dependent. If it's not sunny, the streets are fairly empty. You really have to take that into account. It's similar in Buenos Aires. And then again, if it's like plus, I don't know, like 36 degrees Celsius, it's kind of, again, it's going to be a little bit emptier maybe during the peak hours during the day. So it is a little bit weather dependent. And in Cordoba, you do have to pick the right times of the day to go out. And in my case, the best times were either during the lunch hour or after work. So, you know, like 5-ish to 7, something like that. But in Cordoba, in general, if you're pretty decent, I would suggest going out in the evening, because then you have opportunities for same-day lays, because one of my lays there was a same-day lay. Next topic, English level in Cordoba. Very simple. If you don't speak Spanish, forget it. 80 to 90% of my sets were in Spanish. The English level is very, very low. I would 100% suggest not going there if you don't speak at least some English. That being said, you can get away with pretty basic level of English. I noticed these mistakes when editing this podcast episode. So obviously what I meant is you shouldn't go to Cordoba if you don't have at least a basic level of Spanish. But I'm coaching a guy whose Spanish is fairly basic, and he's day gaming in several places in Argentina, and he's getting pretty good responses. He just got his first day game like a few weeks ago. And I think once we're going to fix his sets a little bit more, once he becomes a little bit more technical, I think he should be doing pretty good in Latin America. Personally, my Spanish is okay, but it's still pretty limited. I like to say that my Spanish is good enough to do day game, to go on dates and then to get laid, but it's not good enough for having deep conversations after I sleep with a girl, because sometimes you have these kind of more unfiltered, more open conversations. So that's when I kind of start struggling with my Spanish a little bit. But actually, this time in Argentina, it was already much, much better. And I did record a bunch of infield recordings, audios in Cordoba, and I published one of them already in my online group coaching program and community, and I have a few more coming that I will probably upload there as well. So yeah, if you're interested in infills, they are available there. I have a few that are in English as well. Okay, and the last thing I want to talk about is the views about age gap, the views about older guys dating younger girls in Cordoba. You have to understand that Cordoba is a second-tier city. It's not an open-minded metropolitan hub like Buenos Aires, because Buenos Aires is known for being more open-minded than the rest of Argentina. But honestly, people in Buenos Aires, you'll definitely get the vibe that they are very kind of... A lot of foreigners use the word arrogant. They do think that they're better than everyone else in Argentina. And a lot of them think that they're better than most other Latin American countries, and that they're more associated with Europe. So, you know, just take that into mind. If you spend more time with them, then you'll meet a lot of people who are, you will feel that vibe. So yeah, it's not a big metropolitan hub. So that comes with some disadvantages. And I spoke about this topic with a girl I was seeing there, and she told me that there is a bit of a stigma about kind of younger girls dating guys that are way older than them. So when she said that if you see a girl who's maybe like 19, 20, 21, and she's with a guy who's maybe like late 30s or 40s, she said that 50% chance that guy is either paying, that she's a professional, or that she's simply a sugar baby and they have a sugar baby relationship. And the other 50% is, well, that girl is exploring her sexuality, she's curious about what older guys are like, so it's still kind of okay, but they're definitely is some stigma. But at the same time, this changes with girls that are in mid to late 20s. At that moment, the stigma isn't really there anymore because they're not in their early 20s. So, and again, remember, this is an opinion of just one girl, so take it with a bit of a grain of salt. I would say if you are in your kind of 40s and maybe don't expect going out with 20-year-old girls, I guess, who knows, you know, go check it out and then let me know. So after a month and a few lays in Cordoba, what's the conclusion about day game there? Many beautiful girls who are fairly receptive to day game, but you know, that is if you know what you're doing and you speak some Spanish. If you have both of these things, then you should be doing okay. If you're not an epic Casanova yet and you want to make sure you're not making the typical mistakes that most guys make, then well, as I said in the beginning, simply go over to my website, Saint Robert. Robert.blog. It is strobert.blog. Sign up for the mailing list and you will start receiving the new content series I just released to help you get started on the right way. You will also get access to my free texting and dating courses and a bunch of other content, because as I said, 80% of the content I'm making now is not available publicly on YouTube, podcasts, etc. That's it about Cordoba. That's it this time. So see you next time. Ciao, guys.